Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again. Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Chance, an emergency vehicle technician, earned $105,000 a year. On the phone with us now is Kristen, who lives in Austin. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen is a behavioral aide. Don't know what that means, but we're about to find out. We're going to ask you some questions, Kristen. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock, and we'll start right now.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I am a behavioral aide at a middle school.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I work with children that have mental accommodations that we need to meet. They could have emotional disturbances, autism, and that causes their behavior to reach a level that impedes their learning in a school setting.
So are you with them in the classroom or they come and have a visit with you?
I check in on them during their classes and I have to gauge whether or not they look like they are about to have a
episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or I sometimes go in if I know that certain classes are a trigger for the students. Mm-hmm. But mainly we're just there as a support. They do come into a special room that we have, and we can work with them in there. But we try to keep them in the classes because they're normal students.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you work for the school district, or are you like contract work, non-school employee?
No, I'm employed by the school district.
Is this a thing with school districts now? Does everybody have a behavioral aide?
I think a lot of them have behavioral aides. There's a strict set of criteria that the kids need to meet in order to be in the program. It's not just because they are fighting. It's because they have an emotional blockage in their brain that mm-hmm. they can't stop themselves from fighting. So it's not like they just get into a fight because they don't care.
Right.
What did you go to for school and how much schooling do you have?
To be an aide, you only need to take a paraprofessional course. And you can take that it's called the Education Center Services, and it was like a $300 course, 4 days.
Whoa.
And that's basically it.
And you don't have to have an undergrad degree?
No, you don't.
And how long have you been doing this?
This is my second full year.
Okay.
Prior to this, were you doing something related?
Yeah.
No, actually, I worked in retail for like 20 years, and I had been volunteering with my children's various activities, and somebody just said, you should look into being a para. I think you'd do really well with the behavior student.
Wow.
Do your children have behavioral issues?
My middle son, he did when he was younger. He had an undiagnosed anxiety disorder when he was 3, would throw chairs at teachers and things like that.
Oh, wow. That sounds familiar. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me because I dealt with that with my son as well. So it's obviously something that's very, very personal to you.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these students are very misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Teachers do so much, but sometimes even the teachers don't understand where these kids are coming from. So we're kind of there to advocate for them in the schools and to just support them where they might not have other support. And definitely they don't get it at home most of the time as well.
Are you part-time or full-time?
Oh, I'm full-time.
Okay.
I'm 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
Kristen, the behavioral aide, how much does she make for a living? That's the question.
So we learned a lot. Kristen is a middle school behavioral aide. So she works with children who have mental accommodations, need them, emotional, autism. Their behavior reaches a level that they need support so that they can still learn. She checks in during classes, gauges whether they're about to have an episode. She goes into classes she knows might be a trigger. She's employed by the school, and there are a lot of behavioral aides within the school districts now. Kids do have to meet criteria to get into the program. It's not like just a fight happens and then they get into the program. To be an aide, you have to take a paraprofessional course. It's like a $300 course, and that's how you get the job. This is her second full year. She actually worked in research retail for 20 years, did a lot of volunteering with kids' activities, and someone said, hey, I think you'd be a really great aide. And so she did it. And she just said that students are so misunderstood by everybody, sometimes their family, sometimes the teacher, and they just need support. It's a full-time job, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
Holy moly, those are some good notes here, Sarah. All right.
Thank you.
Alex Franco, do you want to start off with our guesses?
Yeah, I'm going with Taylor's text to 51993 saying that she makes $42,000 a year. Was that what you were going to say also?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
Man, Taylor got you beat, yo.
Are you sticking with that, Sarah?
No, I'm going to go 38.
Okay, I was going to go 44.
Okay, well, we got that covered.
Yeah, but I'm thinking 48 now.
Oh, okay.
I'm stretching
even
it out.
Even with just the being able to take a course. See, I might even go 34. I'm going to go 34.
All right, then I'm going to go back to 44. All right, so... You want to recap?
All right. Booker went 44. Yep. Alex, 42. And I'm saying 34. 44, 42, 34.
We doing body measurements here?
Yeah.
Or salary?
Those are Sarah's numbers if you want to get a little something. All right. Here we go. It's time now. Kristen, what is that number? How much are you making every year?
Nowhere near that much. I make $24,800 for 9 months.
Again, teachers, man, and just the school district just underpaid.
That's insane.
For all they do.
How are you supposed to, like...
I know. Let me tell you something. This is why I buy so many lottery tickets, because it's supposed to fund our teachers.
That's why you buy them?
Yeah, 100%.
This is why I'm buying the new flavor of HEB ice cream also.
Oh, is that right?
The teachers, yeah. Oh, okay. School districts.
I'm stunned.
That's amazing.
I'm stunned.
Yes. And we didn't even get into the physical abuse I suffer from the students on occasion.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
So, yes.
How often do you go, it's just not worth it?
Well, I don't think I've reached that point yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the students. They're really great kids that just sometimes hit you.
Wow.
Well, thank you for all you do and taking care of our misunderstood children. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.